Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
We're back. It's 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I think you'll find plenty of things there that will help you. Whatever you got going on, wherever you are in the time continuum of ownership, we got something that you can read or listen to or watch. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. It's free, by the way. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ray Keating, Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org, an organization I've been telling you about since 1997. Ray, thanks again for hanging out with us. Every year, you do an outstanding evaluation of the 50 states, and you rank them with regard to their entrepreneurial soil, their fertility for small business, based on the policies of the government and et cetera, right?
Yep, absolutely. The what we call the Business Policy Index. That's the new name we've put on this baby, the U.S. Yeah. Business Policy Index.
I just got the other one memorized. Now you've got a new name.
Well, you know what? We had the most difficult time explaining to people what this is about. We used to call it the Small Business Survival Index.
Right.
But this makes it clear. It's what we run states based on policy measures, public policy measures and costs that impact small businesses and entrepreneurs and investors, quite frankly.
Right.
And we're up to 46 different measures, so I think it's the most comprehensive index out there on anything like this.
Right.
And we look at, you know, the tax and regulatory and government spending measures and just the general overall climate. Are your policies, the policies decided by elected officials, you know, do they make for a positive environment for small business and entrepreneurship, mm-hmm. or do they make for a negative environment? And that's mm-hmm. the bottom line. That's the question.
And the best state was South Dakota. That's pretty much, they've been kind of hanging in there at the top for a long time, haven't they?
Yeah, and you know, we don't, you know, you can't strictly compare this to previous years because we make it bigger and better, but yeah, I mean, South Dakota is number one. It's been there a long time. Nevada's number two. Texas, number three. Wyoming and Florida make out the top five. So those are states that, for example, if you look at South Dakota, Nevada, Texas, Wyoming, you throw in number six, the state of Washington. Those states have no income or capital gains taxes whatsoever.
How did Washington, is that what put Washington over the edge? Because Washington is a major blue state. How did Washington get on the top? Is it because of their income tax?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that it has no income on or capital gains taxes on either individuals or corporations is a huge advantage.
Right.
There are obviously negatives, many negatives actually, for Washington as well, especially on the regulatory front and on a gross receipts tax front. So they have their problems. But, you know, when you don't have any kind of income taxes, that's a huge plus for your state.
Right.
I mean, that's bottom line.
And the worst five or six are all blue states. Hawaii, Maine, New York, Vermont, New Jersey, California is number 50. And these are all states. I mean, folks, if you want to see where small business owners are allowed to flourish, I'm not making a value judgment here, folks. I'm just calling it like it is. Most of them are in the red states.
Well, these are the numbers. I mean, it's straightforward stuff.
That's right.
You can everybody can go to our website.
No politics in your ranking.
Right. You go to our website, sbecouncil.org, and you go and you look at the report. You can download it. We have a nice map, an interactive map where you can look, click on the state and see where they're positioned.
What happened in Nebraska?
You know,
how come Nebraska's number 39? What did Nebraska do wrong? I would have thought they would have been a pretty good, because they're a pretty consistent red state.
They are, but you know what? Policymaking is policymaking. So there are a whole host of states that, you know, make not so great decisions, and you know, Nebraska has assorted costs that push the state up high. So it's not a strictly red state, blue state. You know, you just said Washington, right?
Right.
Which is a pretty blue state. And Nebraska's a pretty red state, but
yeah.
The bottom line is what are the policies that are decided?
Very interesting.
You know, it doesn't matter, you know, we all know it matters to a certain extent, but it doesn't matter what party you're a member of if you make the right decision or not.
Any states on the list here that seem to have made a pretty good jump because of some recent policies you saw? Indiana.
Yeah, Indiana has moved up in the right. And again, we got to be careful comparing it to previous years, but just in terms of taking the index as it is now, Indiana has made some decisions that certainly has improved its ranking. Michigan in the recent years, I mean, Michigan has been an economic mess for so long, at least they're giving it a valiant effort, and they have certainly climbed up and made.
I was
going to
say, did you give them points because of, did this come out in time for you to give them points for their employment decision?
Yeah, the right to work decision will be reflected in next year's ranking. Uh-huh. So they're already number 11, so that right to work decision will push them up even higher.
Wow.
So that's a good thing for them.
You got Michigan ahead of Indiana?
Well, again, the numbers are the numbers.
And
when you look at the changes in Michigan recently, you know, we just talked about the right to work, but they've also made some very big strides
mm-hmm.
in improving their tax system and making it far more competitive. So
now if they go to your website and they look for this survey, they can get into the internals to see how their state was ranked and what. And so if somebody wants to see what do they need to work on in their state to get it to be not just to go up in rank, but to improve the soil for fertility for entrepreneurship.
Absolutely. And you'll see where the states rank internally. You know, we have 46 different measures.
Yep.
So many of those measures, you see where they rank.
So
in terms
check
of
that out at sbecouncil.org, folks. It's called the SBE Council ranks the states for policy friendliness. Quick break, 10 till. I'm right back with Drake Keating. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
I don't know why they don't.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.